Welcome back to the Divorce Solutions Podcast, everybody. I'm Jamie West from Divorce.com, along with Tracy Miller, veteran family law practitioner. And Tracy, we've got a great episode of Divorce Solutions today. We're going to give people, like we always try to do, some information that they can use and take with them right away. We're going to be talking about another alternative dispute resolution process, which is really where our podcast and our philosophies are born anyway, right? Like, we don't want people to litigate if they can avoid it.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of the podcasts are directed towards giving people information so they can get a handle on their own case and telling them what the alternatives are, right? As opposed to running off to court, which, you know, nobody should want to do.
Right, exactly. And we like to say at the beginning of every podcast, well, maybe not always at the beginning, but somewhere in each episode, that remember that your particular situation is unique. There are no cookie cutter solutions to any of these things. And therefore, the information that you hear presented on Divorce Solutions is just discussion. Make sure that you're consulting with your own professional, whether that's a legal professional, health professional, therapist, whatever, about your particular situation. And don't assume that this is legal advice, because it is not, and it's not health advice. Okay, you got to go to your own professionals for that. So we got that out of the way, and it's time to talk about what people in the biz, in your biz, call the meat arb. That sounds like some sort of fast food sandwich with lots of meat on it, but that's not what it is.
You know, you forget in this business, there's so much lingo that you just get used to, and then people kind of look at you and you think, oh, gee, yeah, you shouldn't be using all these short forms and acronyms, because people that don't live this stuff every day don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Right. So MEAD ARB is short for mediation-arbitration. So it's a combination of mediation and arbitration. So I'm going to bounce the ball over the net to you to explain what each of those things is and how they work together to help people.
Well, mediation is, I think most people have an idea of what mediation is. It's when you're going to sit down with a third party and try and discuss your issues and see if you can resolve them. Mediation arbitration is sort of a hybrid process. And, you know, it's, people think if you can't agree in mediation, then there's no sense going because you can't get your issues resolved. And that's where this format comes in, because what it does is you have a first section, which is mediation, and you try and sit down and resolve it. And I have to say, the people that I use as mediator arbitrators have an excellent record of getting issues resolved in the mediation stage. So the number of times I've ever had to proceed into an arbitration, I think I can count on one hand, honestly. But what the second part of the process is the arbitration. So if you can't get your issues resolved in the mediation phase, then you shift into the arbitration phase, and you come back on another day and you have a hearing. And it can be exactly the same as it would be if you were in court, or you can tailor make the process. But at the end of the day, what happens is you figure out what the format of your arbitration is going to be. You come back on another day and you sit down and you have a hearing. You have a reporter, you have rules of evidence, people can testify depending on what kind of a process you've agreed on. And the person that you've chosen as an arbitrator takes all the evidence and comes back and makes a decision. So, and I've also had it happen where we've agreed on some of the issues in in mediation, and then whatever we couldn't agree on at the end, we've agreed to arbitrate it, right? So it's a really good process, because at the end of the day, it means there's an end, right? If you don't get it done in mediation for whatever reason, then you shift into phase two and you can arbitrate it, and you'll have somebody decide the issue for you. So and again, because you're doing mediation arbitration, you can pick the person, and I would suspect you should be able to get a date within a couple of months, most of the people that I'm dealing with, as opposed to you're sitting in court, well, we've been over this so many times. You'll be there for a year, years, right? I mean,
yeah, it's a much more efficient way to get your thing resolved, because it's basically a private process. When you're dealing with the court, people tend to think, well, it's private because it's my matter. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's public, public, public. You're using public resources paid for by the taxpayer. Who do you think pays the court staff to keep the lights on and work the place and the judges and on, right? So it's a very public thing. So this way you've got more control. You're retaining some of your power, right? We've talked about that a lot on Divorce Solutions about, you know, retaining your power. You have more power over the outcome. I like what you said a couple of minutes ago about you get to choose. You and your, you know, ex get to choose who the arbitrator is going to be, who the mediator is going to be. Whereas if you start to litigate and you launch that process, you're on what I call the old game show called Wheel of Judges.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think
you don't know who you're going to get.
Well, and I think people underestimate the difficulty that causes, because I just did a hearing the other day in a court, and you don't know until you walk in that morning who it's going to be, and you can try as you want to try and figure out who it's going to be. Good luck, you're not going to be able to do it. So you're going to come in and you don't know who it's going to be. And it does have an impact. I mean, the number of potential judges it could be dozens. You have to be realistic that whoever's going to hear your matter, I mean, be real about it. They've got their own personal experiences. They've got their own viewpoints. You're deluding yourself if you don't think that. And I think, I've always thought if it was me, one of the things I would want to know is who's going to be deciding this. And that's one of the points of doing an ADR solution, doing mediation or MEDARB, mm-hmm. You get to choose. So you know it's somebody that's, you know, you've got confidence in them, you know what their track record is. The people that I've used, I mean, they've got 40 years experiences, they do a ton of this. You also know what day it's going to be. You're probably not going to know that in court, when it's the trial date would be. You know when the date's going to be, you know who you're going to get, you know that's the only thing they're dealing with. I know the one I did the other day, we were supposed to be on for 9:30 when we looked at the docket. There's like six or seven other cases on, right, with various matters. So, you know, you just have to have a real clear understanding of the court system if you're about to jump into it, because it just may not be what you think it's going to be, right?
Well, and you don't even have, people don't understand this, but you don't mm-hmm. even have a guarantee that you will have a judge that's primarily versed in family law sitting and deciding your matter. For example, you could find yourself at a time when a lot of judges are occupied, family, judges of the Unified Family Court are tied up with family court matters, because there's a lot of demand on the system. But mm-hmm. you might, because of that demand, you might have a judge that's filling in for a family court judge on vacation or whatever, pulled in from a criminal court across the street. They're all allowed to rule on these things, but you don't know what you're getting. And you know, at very least, I think the risk is you would hope that the justice presiding is going to be somebody very well versed in family law. And a lot of the justices, not most of them, have a background as family lawyers to begin with. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's another thing.
You know, you eliminate one of the unknowns when right. you do this process. And the other thing is, in terms of, when you're going to go and do a hearing in court, you're not deciding the process.
No, you're seriously at the mercy of the trial coordinator, the guy that books the appointments.
Well, and the judge is going to decide on the process, right? I mean, ultimately, it's their courtroom.
That's right.
You absolutely have to understand that. And they are going to decide how this is going to roll, what the timing is, what right. documents are going to go in or not. And when I just recently did an arbitration, and we agreed that instead of putting the two parties up on the stand and having them testify, which is really difficult for people, we decided to do it by written evidence for both parties and then just have them show up on that day, and then they could be cross-examined on that evidence, right? So it cuts down the hearing time. It's just, I think, a better way to do it. And I've had arbitrations we've agreed, because it got down to the wording of settlements and that, we just agreed that we would submit the drafts to the arbitrator and then they can decide on what the word is. So, you know, you can craft whatever you want in terms of the process.
Right.
You have a whole lot more input into the process than you will if you go the old route.
Right. A lot more flexibility, a lot more predictability, a lot more efficiency. And, you know, the one that everybody points to, a lot less costly.
And I was thinking about that when we were talking about this topic. And I'm thinking about, A, there's a cost in terms of money. I don't think that by the time you do the necessary conferences and speak to dates and all of that in court, by the time you get through the process, that it's going to cost you more to go the meet arb route. I really don't. And the other thing is, most cases don't go through a trial, and most cases don't go through an arbitration. They just don't. And if somebody wants to look up the stats, the last time I heard it, like 90-some percent of cases end up resolving. So the trials are, unfortunately, perfect storms that end up being have a full-blown trial. So, you know, meet arb is just going to be faster. It's going to be more cost-efficient. And the faster part is important because you're not going to get locked in this limbo and have it hanging over your head for years, right? I mean, how many people do you talk to that that's such a huge issue for them?
Well, it is. But do you have a tough time as a lawyer selling this, the idea of mediation arbitration as a process to clients? Do you have a tough time selling them on that because they have somehow in the back of their minds a feeling like this isn't real court, this isn't real this is like no frills court or no name label court. You know how people are with brands, right? And I want my day on the stand. I want my day in court and all of this. Is this, but what do you say to them when they say that to you?
It's such a paradigm shift, and people really need to understand what mediation and arbitration is. It's not that you have to be able to have a big hug and get along. That's not the people that necessarily go into this process. It's not easy, but it's faster and more efficient. And there are still so many people that think court is the Cadillac process. It really is. If I want to just go, I'm just going for it, and I'm going to hammer my ex, and I'm going to go to court. Yeah. And frankly,
it's
if
the
that's
other way around.
You, maybe that process is for you if that's what you want to do. But it's just not. And people think that, like you said, that they're settling. It's something lesser. It's just not. It's smarter. It's faster. And it's going to cost people less in the end.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, that process and some of the other ones that we've been talking about are what, you know, I encourage my clients to focus on primarily, you know, getting them out of the mindset of the big battle in court is a challenge, not only for me as a communications person, but for me, it's about getting them to change their way of thinking about how they look at it and then how they communicate about it, whether that's with their ex or whether it's with their kids or whether it's with their lawyer or a therapist or whoever. There's lots of words that are exchanged in all of these processes. And so I try to help people with that. And you're, you know, as a lawyer, you clearly understand the law very clearly, and you are well versed in these. Yeah, you're well versed in these processes. So, you know.
But don't you think that's the part of the misconception? A, part of the misconception is what people think is going to happen when they go to court.
Oh, yes,
and
for sure.
I think people are, they're not informed and realistic about what's going to happen, what it's going to take, how long it's going to take, and all of that. And the other part is that somehow this is a less than. Somehow that if you opt for one of these other processes, that it's you're settling and you'd do better if you went to court. And it's just not right.
No, it's dead wrong. That way of thinking, actually. So there mm-hmm. you go. Tracy, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to connect with you?
The website is Miller Law and Mediation, and the email is tracy@miller-law.ca.
All right. And if you need some help with communication strategy, or you just want to, you know, be a better communicator, written, verbally, whatever, check out divorcecom.ca. That's my website. And you can reach me, Jay West, at divorcecom.ca. Again, don't forget to make sure that you always check with your own legal professionals, health professionals, and that kind of thing. And if you've got an idea for a future edition of Divorce Solutions, or you've just got a question for Tracy and I that we can tackle on the podcast, don't hesitate to drop me a line, jwest@divorcecom.ca. Tracy, as always, a pleasure to chat with you. We'll do it again real soon.
Yep.
Take
care. Have a
great rest of your day. All right, you too. Bye-bye.